With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila.
The Electoral Commission of Namibia has registered four new organizations ahead of the November elections. The newly registered groups are the Association for Localized Interest in Swakopmund, the Walvis Bay Community Association, the Ocho Residents Association, and the Grootfontein Rates and Taxpayers Association. Here is ECN spokesperson David Siluka.
The Commission would like to call for any association or any registered association or any person to lodge an objection as to why the Commission should not consider the applications of an organization. The objection period is open from the 11th of September and it will close on the 11th of October 2025. The registration is also published in the Government Gazette and any objection must be submitted to the Chief Electoral and Referendum Officer of the Electoral Commission of Namibia.
A court in Zambia has sentenced two men to 2 years in prison for attempting to use witchcraft to kill President Hakainde Hichilema, Isaac Lukando reports.
Zambian Leonard Thiri and Mozambican Justin Kandude have been sentenced to 2 years in prison for attempting to use witchcraft to kill President Hakainde Hichilema. The two were arrested in December with charms, including a live chameleon, and claimed they were traditional healers. But the court found them guilty under Zambia's Witchcraft Act in a case reportedly linked to a fugitive former MP. The magistrate said the law aims to protect the public from fear caused by alleged supernatural threats. The sentence is effective from their arrest. President Hichilema has not commented. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
Residents of Gaza City said heavy and intensified strikes have been carried out overnight amid reports that Israeli ground forces have entered the city in the beginning of the first phase of what it calls the military takeover plan. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
Israel's defense minister says Gaza is burning after residents of Gaza City said heavy airstrikes targeted the area overnight. There are reports that Israeli ground forces have entered Gaza City in the first phase of the military's takeover plan. Family members of the hostages held in Gaza camped outside of Prime Minister Netanyahu's home in protest following rumors that the full Israeli offensive to seize Gaza City had begun. Leaving for Qatar Tuesday morning, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio warned that the window to reach a ceasefire deal is narrowing, saying we don't have months anymore. We probably have days. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
The development comes as a United Nations inquiry has found that Israel's war on Gaza is a genocide, which is a landmark moment for nearly 2 years of war. Chair of the UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory, Navi Pillay, made the announcement of the UN inquiry to Al Jazeera on Tuesday.
The UN Commission said that top Israeli officials, including the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, had incited acts of genocide, including the scale of the killings in Gaza, aid blockages, forced displacement, and the destruction of a fertility clinic in the Palestinian territory. It comes as Spain says it will not take part in next year's Eurovision Song Contest if Israel is allowed to compete. This follows similar moves by Slovenia, Ireland, the Netherlands and Iceland, with Luxembourg also saying on Tuesday it will not take part in the competition scheduled to take place in Vienna in 2026 if an Israeli contestant is allowed to enter. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And finally, Michelle McLean has been honored in New York as the top global business woman of the year in tourism and investment. Her image appeared on the Nasdaq billboard in Times Square. McLean is the international business officer for Gondwana Collection North America and is using the platform to promote Namibia as a premier travel destination. Here she is.
I'm very proud indeed to hold our Namibian flag up high. It's really surreal to see your photograph up on the Nasdaq building in Times Square in New York City and to be celebrated along with other professionals from around the globe in different industries for the International Association of Top Professionals. I'm extremely proud and excited to be able to represent Gondwana Collection as their international business officer and to be able to continue with this accolade the good work that we're doing in tourism and investment for Namibia. We are seeing a huge increase of North Americans traveling to Namibia, not only as tourists, but also for investment opportunities.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.